Pages 85 to the end of the novel. Leaves gone. Pigs all killed and hams hanging in the smokehouse. I sat in the dark, in the corner of the quarters, wishing I could go back a season, to where I didn't have the troubles, and I heard a sound next to me in the dark, and it was him. John. Be right there, next to me. Come on, he said. What? Follow me. We got to go so's you can get back before first light. Go where? He smiled, took my hand, led me to the door. School. We got to go to school. Don't you want to learn the rest of the letters? But... And we go. I was never off the place. Been only once to the fields where the corn and cotton grow. John, he take me across the fields, out the other end into thick trees, down into some brushy ditches along the river. Suddenly he stopped. It be pitch dark. Any light from the stars can't get through the trees and brush, and we stand for 2-3 deep breaths. Then I smell it. Smoke. Faint smoke. And Johnny leads me down a ditch until we hit a wall of solid brush. The smoke smell is strong now, stink of pitch burning. John, he whistle like a catbird, and there was a rustle of brush, and then a slit of yellow light opened, and he pulled me into the brush. Inside the brush. There is light, bright yellow from 3 pitch torches being held by 3 people. But there's more people there. Same as all on one hand, thumb and the next one next to it on the other. They're all smiling at me. I don't know any of them, but they're all smiling. Short boy comes up to me. We're from over the hill at the Stankin place. 2 from there, and the rest from Placers. I didn't know nothing about those places, but I smiled back. You all know John from before? He nodded. He come at night. Tell us to learn some letters, then tell us to come here to school. I didn't know what a school was, what it was supposed to be. This was slats of brush dragged and pushed over a ditch, thicker and thicker and closed in on the ends. Be a pit. Pit school. Johnny moved to the end and he held one of the torches up. In the other hand he held a book. I'd seen a book. Saw one of the women at the White House looking into one. This is a catalog. John held the book up. It is full of things you can send for and own if you have money. They use it all the time, the whites. You read it, and it will tell you things. It has pictures and writing to talk about the pictures. Each of you come up and see it. Be quick now. We only have a couple of hours, and I want to give you some letters. Sarny, you know some of them. You help me. Everybody look at me. Only know this many, I said, holding up my hands. That's a good start. They don't know more than 1 or 2. So you help me until we can get to how many you know. Then we can all work together. We look at the catalog, and I can't believe it. Here in the school, pit school covered over so the light won't show out of the ditch from the torches, we look at the catalog. All the things we don't have. Dresses and shoes with buttons and little gloves and pretty hats and overalls. And I started crying, thinking of all the things, all the pretty things. And then I see it. Picture of a horse. Got a thing around his head for feeding him. Around his head and hanging over his nose. Bag. Says it right there, under the picture. There's other words, but right there it says to me. Bag. I know this one. I pointed out the word to John. This one right here. It is bag. That's a bag on a horse's nose. He laughed. Loved the laugh. Same deep black laugh, like night thunder. Soon, Sarny, soon you'll be able to read them all. All of you will. Now let's start so you can get back. And we do. I take a stick, rub some dirt clear, and draw the lines in the dirt for 3 of them who watch. A. Feels good to write again. Words. Late he come walking. Late in the night, when they in the White House are all asleep, and we be asleep, and nobody can know nothing. Late when the moon is down, and the stars are hiding in clouds. Late when it isn't the day before, and it don't seem like ever the new day will come. That late he come walking. In the night, he come walking. Late in the night. And when he walks, he leaves the tracks that we find in the soft dirt, down by where the drive meets the road. In the soft, warm dirt in the sun, we see his tracks, with the middle toe missing on the left foot, and the middle toe missing on the right, and we know, it be night, John. Late he come walking, and nobody else knows, nobody from the big house or the other big houses know, but we do. We know. Late he come walking, and it be night, John, and he bringing us the way to know.